Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, don't get mad at me. We got another variant, and the variant is called Mu. It's the Mu variant, the MU variant, the B1621. It has been added as a variant of interest to the World Health Organization's watch list on Monday. We spoke a little bit about it. You know, we have iota that seems to have multiple mutations. We have the lambda that was found in South America. We have Peru, I believe. We have the beta from South Africa. Gamma from Rio, not Rio, Brazil. UK alpha variant, delta variant that started in India. I told you how I memorized these all. It's pretty easy. But now we have another variant called Mu. By the way, there's tons of variants. I've been watching. The CDC has a variant list that you guys could watch, you know, if you ever run out of things to watch, you know, from Netflix. And the Mu variant has a constellation of mutations that indicate potential properties of immune escape. So even though most mutations render something more weak, some of these variants are just getting stronger. So preliminary data indicated that it may evade vaccines in a way similar to the beta variant. Now, the beta variant is the South African one. I remember beta below the equator, or below. South Africa is really low, right? And yeah, so, you know, compared to where we are, so that's how I remember beta. So this emerged, the Mu emerged in Colombia. Now, how would we remember Mu from, how do we remember that? Okay, if it first emerged in Colombia, Colombia cow Mu. There we go. Mu. We're going to have to remember this because I think it's important to know the country of interest, but we also don't want to bias and we don't want to stigmatize the country. So, yeah. And Colombia had much issues with the whole, you know, Pablo Escobar and cocaína. And so, you know, we don't really want Colombia to have any more, you know, bad press and publicity. But the Mu variant has popped up in about 39 countries. So according to Fox News, they said the global prevalence of the Mu variant among sequenced cases has declined and is currently 0.1%. The prevalence of Colombia, 39%. Ecuador, 13%, has consistently increased. The agency said, though, the added uptick could be due to increased genetic sequencing, meaning if you aren't looking for the variant, you're not going to know the number of cases. So now they're starting to sequence and look for it, the numbers will be up. So why the big deal? Why are we talking about Mu? Well, the concerns over the new strain are coming because the Delta variant is surging. We're supposedly at a peak with the Delta variant. We are hoping to go down soon, but sadly there's Delta, there's Delta Plus, there's these other variants, and so we're also finding that sadly we are having a waning COVID immunity or a vaccine immunity. See, what's interesting is what happened with the UK is when the UK got their Delta, they were still a few months into their vaccine, you know, protocol. And so a lot of those vaccinated individuals still had their protection. We are learning that our vaccine efficacy, depending on whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, Pfizer appears to be a little less efficacious than Moderna, we're hearing. Pfizer might wane at about the five-month mark. The CDC is saying, look, at the eight-month mark, get a booster. So luck of the draw, we're dealing with the Delta variant in vaccinated individuals because probably the vaccine didn't confer enough immunity. So Israel, one of the highest in terms of vaccine. They rolled that vaccine out fast. They had like pizza-like boxes. I mean, they were just on it. And they had a very robust vaccination protocol. They are now at the top, I believe, now considered a hot spot. They are, I believe, let me see right here, having, they had 1.8, hold on a second. I apologize, I want to give you the right number to this. They had 1,892 cases per million on Wednesday, and that's 0.2% of the entire population on a single day. I know that's kind of like, well, 0.2%, but it's a lot. I'm looking right now. They have about 7,700 new cases just in the last hour or two, another 36 deaths. So their numbers, sadly, are rising, and they have a highly vaccinated population. Now, on this list, you have Mongolia, Kosovo, Georgia, Montenegro, Grenada, United States, in terms of daily new cases. United States is coming in seventh. And we have 60% of the at least 60% vaccinated. So it starts to beg the question, what are we really looking at in the long haul? So the variants keep coming. They have similar mutations. You start to wonder, are those also possibly lab leaked or released? But once a mutation sticks and it works for that virus is going to carry that mutation. So it can happen in a natural setting. The virus might not have been completely natural, or it might have been, you know, altered with, or might have evolved because it was confined in a lab. But the mutations can technically, you know, become stronger. It just, sadly, we have all these pop up around the world with similar mutations. Now, true, people travel, but it just kind of makes you wonder, you know, how soon until we can actually definitively, you know what the heck is going on in terms of why this virus is out there. But the virus is out there. And so this Mu variant is just another example of, we have to be ready for future variants. Doesn't mean we have to lock down. It doesn't mean we have to mandate. It doesn't mean we have to strip people of their freedoms. It doesn't mean we have to discriminate. I know public officials want to. But what it does mean is, looks like these variants, until they find no other place to hold on to, they're going to go away. Now, we need to, though, be honest with people. If you're vaccinated and you're wearing a crappy mask, you know, that might not help the situation. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there is something that's kind of circulating the internet. It's called Pretty Privilege. We spoke about this. I don't think we called it pretty privilege, but I think we spoke about how, you know, an attractive employee can help or hurt you. You being attractive can help or hurt you. You being unattractive can help and hurt you. And I have two sons, and I've never really talked to them about their appearance. I mean, except, you know, will you shave that? Or, you know, are you going to take a shower? Or you need some deodorant? I mean, you know, as a mom, we're always on our boys, you know? You know, because boys can get kind of stinky, you know? I mean, girls can too, but I don't have girls. So, I mean, I might be on my boys about that, and I might, you know, say, look, you know, this is what we could do to work on, you know, acne, things like that. We've been really fortunate they haven't had a lot of acne issues, but, you know, and work on their nutrition and work on their weight and all that. But the one thing a lot of parents don't do and teachers don't do and school counselors don't do is talk about some of the realities out there and of looks. And some of us might, I've had to speak to some students about some of their skirts might be too short. You know, dude, yeah, you might need to kind of groom that beard a little bit. I've you know, spoken to students about appearances, but the one thing we don't really train our kids or train each other on is to, you know, understand the world of the quote-unquote pretty privilege or the, you know, the dude privilege. And it's interesting because there's pros and cons, and I think we don't even know how to bring it up. I mean, a lot of us have seen that being good-looking has advantages. We've also seen that being good-looking doesn't have advantages. You know, I learned very, very early on that the sisterhood I expected wasn't always there if one of my sisters was jealous of me. And I wasn't good looking. I've never thought I was good looking. I always kind of wore the turtlenecks, the long skirts. I never really showed it off. You know, never. I just didn't, you know. You know, my sister had the olive skin, was tan, was always, I thought, prettier than I was. You know, all my friends were prettier. So I never even thought that I was in that. So that's why I had to really, really, really develop, you know, okay, for me to compete, if I can't compete, I'm going to have to either compete with grades and smarts. I really wasn't smart. So I competed with humor. And I didn't realize, but that's how I got the guy's attention, humor. You know, some dudes like funny. So Corey, you know, I mean, if he says, you know, if you ever ask him, you know, why did you marry me? I mean, he might say pulse, but, you know, he'd probably say sense of humor. And he might say boobies, but, you know, he's not going to say that publicly. So, you know, we always are in competition. We're in competition to date. We're in competition to be able to conceive. We're in competition to get a job. But there's these two separate kind of theories when it comes to looks and how it'll help the workplace. And what I've noticed is it all kind of evens out. So there was an interesting article written by MSN where they had people talking about, does pretty privilege get you to the top? One said yes, one said no. And pretty privilege, the pros to pretty privilege, is this one writer, Claire Fogus, said, look, I've seen pretty people get out of severe crimes. Yeah, I mean, you and I have seen pretty people get out of tickets. I was able to get out of tickets a lot. Now I can't. You know, so sometimes being young just in and of itself might give you a glow. But, you know, I was able to some years get free pizza. So if they found me attractive, I might not have been pretty, but if they found me attractive, I was able to get some free pizza, get some free stuff. Right? And so you can use it to your advantage. But interestingly, when I was in college, my roommate told me a story or a study that was out where they looked at four groups of women. One who was blonde, one group blonde, one group blonde wearing glasses, one group brunette, and one group brunette wearing glasses. And in this study, and I don't have it in front of me, I need to look it up. I mean, it's an old, old study. People found the blonde without glasses the most attractive, but they thought the brunette with the glasses to be the most smart. And I believe my roommate was telling me this because in class they were learning about how there's judgments made based on your eyewear, based on your hair color, and the perception that, you know, if you want to get the job, you might want to wear glasses and quit dyeing your hair blonde. And maybe she was telling me that because I was dyeing my hair blonde. And it really wasn't a good dye job, but I didn't have a lot of money, so, you know, I was doing the Clairol and the Sun In and the lemon juice, and I was just trying to have yellow hair. And I did. I made myself blonde in college, and man, I got to tell you, the dating overnight changed. The dating overnight. But then I went back to my normal color because I just didn't have time, and I was dating Corey, and, you know, he's like, why are you going blonde? So, but I'm blonde again just because, you know, the grays are going to come in. Any year, the grays are going to come in. And I hear the blondes easier. And when my mom went blonde, I'm like, she looks good. But the attractiveness I think, is an advantage and a disadvantage for everybody. So for the advantage, you might get noticed. You might get listened to. You know, I talked to you guys about the three E's: engagement, education, and enlist. In order for you to market, get your kids to listen to you, teach a radio show, I need to engage you. I need to capture you. You need to want to hear me. You need to want to see me. You need to want to read that headline. Then, once I got you, I educate you. All right? You know, this is why I got a colonoscopy. This is why you need to watch your cholesterol. This is why, you know, you need to, you know, maybe support this bill. Whatever. That's how politicians do it. And then, once we educated you, we enlist you. So, go and tune in tomorrow. Eat your vegetables. Vote for this bill. So we do the three E's. So for that first E, engagement, for some people the looks might be the key. And so for others, you're being very, shall we say, beautiful or pretty or whatever, might do the opposite. It might be like, okay, wait a second. Some people might be like, look, with the Me Too movement and all that, the last thing I want is somebody saying I hired her because she was pretty. If I hire somebody not so pretty, they can't accuse me of that. Or it's not going to be a distraction at work. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people looking at applications or looking at going, what do they look like? You know, some women might not want to have somebody that can pull away their office flirt. There's all these dynamics. And so you might be pretty. You might be good looking. You might be good for the job. You might be the best person for the job. But if that woman is, or male, you know, is jealous, somebody's jealous of you, or they think your looks are going to pull away from the eye and focus on them, sadly, you won't get the job. So I see how some say, look, if you have looks, use it. You're in marketing, you know, you're in modeling, if you have looks, use it. The one thing I've learned, though, is looks are very temporary. All prettiness goes away. It might go away in years when you age, or it might go away because some people's inners come out, and they might be really toxic on the inside, you know, or mean. You know, same thing with guys. I've seen a lot of good-looking guys out there, but sometimes when I, you know, if I see superficialness, if I see evil, if I see cheating, I'm turned off. And immediately they don't look that good to me. So you might, I look at it as I always see both sides. If you have good looks, use them. If you're very, you know, don't bring in sex. Don't over makeup. Don't show your pecs. Don't tight shirts, you know, tight pants. It is a distraction. And it might engage temporarily. But once somebody realizes, wait a second, long term, this might not work for the office, I think it could backfire. But if you are attractive, it's okay. I don't think you always have to put your hair up, put glasses on. You know, I had walked through an area of Baltimore to get to John Hopkins, and I immediately put my hair up and put my, you tried to make yourself less noticeable, you know, because there are some areas that, you know, might not be that safe. You know, and I don't know why I walked. I should have taken Uber, but I was afraid to take an Uber because I didn't want to get into a car with a stranger in a city. And by the way, John Hopkins is beautiful. Baltimore is amazing. But yeah, I walked through some bad areas, you know, and so you might use what you have to your advantage if it helps market you. If you're funny and that's going to help that industry, use it. If you're good looking, use it. If you are kind, if you're passionate, if you're smart. But a lot of people sell themselves short, and they either ugly themselves up, or they over makeup, or they over enhance their looks. And, you know, this pretty privilege isn't necessarily a privilege. Some people have good looks and they might be considered privileged, you know, and I get how that term's now kind of, you know, viral now. But just realize everything is temporary. So you got to make sure you got the substance behind the looks. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping a close eye on the massive flooding in parts of the northeastern United States.
There's a lot of damage, and I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance as needed.
The president also calling on insurance companies to pay premiums for people who had to leave because of evacuations before the storm.
I'm calling on the private insurance companies right now, at this critical moment. Don't hide behind the fine print and technicality. Do your job. Keep your commitments to your communities that you insure. Do the right thing. Pay your policyholders what you owe them.
According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are without fuel as they recover from Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are the lowest in almost a year and a half. The Labor Department reporting 340,000 American workers filed initial jobless claims last week. That's 14,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number reported since mid-March of 2020. The World Health Organization is expressing concern over another coronavirus variant.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B.1.621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 39 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the current vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You're back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember yesterday we talked about how the majority of Americans think, you know, the U.S. is going in the wrong direction. We're divided. We have worsening crime. You know, we don't agree on a lot of our sectors. We differ in opinion on medicine, you know, vaccine versus not vaccine, public health policy. We differ on education, critical race theory or not critical race theory. We differ on business. You know, should Amazon be able to do what they need, you know, do what they're doing and expand and put other people out of business or not? We disagree on crime. You know, do we need more police? Do we need less police? And so, you know, it's not new to have divide, but what is, I think, new is this much divide. I mean, we are just, we're going after each other. I mean, I saw teachers go after each other yesterday. Teachers. I thought teachers were a united front. You know, they're all there for the kids. They're all nice. They're all educated. They're all, man, some teachers in my neck of the woods are considering a walkout because of the vaccine mandate. So it's getting ugly. I mean, it's just ugly. People are, you know. But what's also ugly is the crime. And San Francisco thinks they have a way to curb the violence. San Francisco officials are going to pay people $300 a month to not shoot each other. This is being reported by Daily Mail. The scheme is to curb soaring violent crime. It's going to start in October, offering gift cards as an incentive for prospective criminals to lay down their guns. It's called the Dream Keeper Fellowship. The pilot program is going to kick off with 10 individuals who are deemed at high risk of committing a shooting or being shot. They're going to be paid $300 to act as public safety ambassadors. I don't think this is the first time this has been done. I think other cities have done that where they've paid criminals to kind of oversee areas and try to, and I don't know how successful it's been. The monthly payments could actually be kicked up to $500 if they meet certain benchmarks, such as if they get a job, if they maintain parole appointments. So that means we are giving money to people who are coming out of jail. The program is going to be funded by local taxpayers, along with private donations and possibly a federal grant. Now, violent crime is skyrocketing in cities. We've seen it in Chicago, New York, San Francisco. Gun crimes are up 100% so far this year in San Francisco compared to last year. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, a Democrat, insisted in an interview that the generous program is not simply, quote, cash for criminals. Breed said these folks do not have any sort of income. And so part of what we're trying to do is make sure that money is not a barrier to turning your life around. $300 a month isn't going to cut it, though. That's the problem. City officials claim that this controversial scheme is based on the theory that criminals' bleak financial circumstances cause them to carry out financial or violent crimes. Yeah, there's this growing trend that, look, it's our fault. They're poor. When they're poor, they're going to do crime. And, you know, I understand somebody stealing some bread. I understand, you know, to feed the family. I get that. It's a crime still, but I understand how bad is a poverty crime. But when I watch the looting, you know, that's going on, and mind you, in Hurricane Ida, some people might have lost their home, but then if you lost your home, where are you looting? Where are you putting that stuff? What are you doing with the TV set? There's no power. So when you see the looting, you saw people run into a Gucci store? It was a purse store and steal a bunch of expensive purses. I mean, I get they could sell it and feed their family, but I don't know. Especially when there's jobs. There's jobs out there where you could get money. So they say the program is run by the Human Rights Commission and Office of Economic and Workforce Development. It's funded through the Dream Keeper Initiative. And Breed said, we're looking for ways to provide incentives to make sure that they're actively engaged in seeing their parole and probation officers. Well, I was under the impression that if you violated parole, you're back in jail. So if you don't visit your parole officers, there's an APB or police find you and throw you back in jail. But I guess they want to pay people to do that. So she added that the data shows that when you provide people with opportunities, they could change somebody's life. So Cheryl Davis, Executive Commissioner of Human Rights Commission, asserts that there's more to the program that some might take at face value. She told Fox News, it's not necessarily a cut and dry as folks and people think. It's more transactional. Here are a few dollars so you don't do something bad. But it really is about how you help us improve public safety in the neighborhood. As you become better, your community benefits better. So these participants are going to be paired with life coaches from the city's Street Violence Intervention Program, and they're going to serve as community ambassadors. Now, this program was modeled. Remember I told you they've done this before. It looks like it's modeled after the 2016 Richmond, California, where a 2019 study credited them as helping reduce gun homicides in the city by 55%. But critics say the findings were viewed with too small a sample size to gauge if such a program would be successful elsewhere. Richmond, California is not San Francisco or Chicago. Washington Examiner's David Ferdoso said violent criminals need jail. They do not need cash. People who shoot other people need to be walled off in prisons and kept away from the rest of us. No one deserves to be paid for not shooting people. So what's going on in San Francisco is there has been 119 reported victims just in the first half of 2021 alone. This is double what happened in 2020. Property crime has also been on an upward trend. Property crime peaked when people realized that they weren't going to be busted for misdemeanors. So California would be the first state to pay people. Actually, California is now paying people who are addicted to drugs if they promise to get sober. Governor Gavin Newsom asked the federal government last week permission to use tax dollars to pay for the program through Medicaid. So this proposal now is moving through the California's Democratic-controlled legislature. If it's passed, the Senate with no opposition, then it will go to... There is a Republican co-author, by the way, from what I understand. So shoplifting cases have skyrocketed. If you do steal less than something, $950 in value, it actually gets downgraded from a felony to a misdemeanor. And as we know, not a lot happens to people with misdemeanors. So store staff and security a lot of times aren't pursuing these thefts that are under $1,000. So what happens when a bunch of people run into your store, which happened, you know, a couple months ago? Apparently, a district attorney, Chessy Budin, defended a shoplifter who was filmed robbing a Walgreens store in broad daylight on June 14th. And I guess put a bunch of products in a trash bag, rode his bike through the store. Security guard, bystanders looked on because they didn't want to get shot. Gene Lugo Romero, 40 years old, was arrested on June 19th, still remains in jail. But he apparently has robbed the same store May 29, 30, 31, and June. Walgreens declined to prosecute. So here's the thing, you know, as a physician, I get incentives because, you know, I'll try to tell people, you know, look, this is for your health. That doesn't work. So when I see that at work, people who don't smoke get money bonuses, or people that lose weight or keep their cholesterol down get these money bonuses. I see how the incentive motivates people. The problem is you need to understand violent crime. Violent crime is impulsive. Violent crime is not because, oh, I'm poor and I need to feed my family all the time. You could steal without shooting somebody. My grandfather was robbed in the 60s and he had a gun to his head, but luckily he wasn't shot. When violent crimes happen, rape, you know, somebody raping you is not because they want bread to feed their family. So, this really needs a lot more thought. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. This week is National Blood Donation Week. From September 1 to September 7th, we honor our blood banks who work tirelessly all year long to raise blood for our hospitals and medical centers. The summer and holiday season appear to be the driest in terms of donations, and with the COVID pandemic causing school and business closures, thousands of blood drives were canceled. And according to the American Red Cross, 36,000 units of blood are needed in the U.S. every day. And even though most of the U.S. population is eligible to donate blood, less than 3% actually do. So the majority of governors have declared state blood donation days on National Blood Donation Day, September 4th. From Hawaii to New Jersey, Democratic and Republican governors unite to support the health of this country. Please visit Vitalant.org or RedCross.org to donate blood or learn how you could host a drive. Vitalant says one pint of blood could save up to 3 lives. Imagine how many lives we can save this National Blood Donation Week. Thank you and God bless.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are hearing that some lights are flickering on, some birds are returning, signs of hope for New Orleans after Hurricane Ida. They're entering their fourth day of recovery. Power was restored to parts of the French Quarter overnight. On Thursday, we were told residents had to flock to cooling stations, according to the Wall Street Journal, at community centers and on city buses. buses to escape the heat. It is so hot, it's so muggy, the heat index has hit about 107. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory. So obviously, there's a lot of potential for more disaster in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Still, we're being told that hundreds of people just in Louisiana alone are still without power, thousands across the United States. More opportunities for the grid to come back online. And we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's obviously not an easy time. I was on social media and I saw a picture of a bear crossing the street in Lake Tahoe. Now, I don't know if you've been to Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is one of my favorite places in this country because you got a lake, you got the trees, you have both snow as well as kind of beach on the lake. And Lake Tahoe is in northern Nevada, California. It's on the border of California and Nevada. And I skied there. I water skied there. It's fantastic. And I go there yearly for meetings. And that one street that I'm on all the time for meetings, you see a bear walk across. Well, that's because of the fires. So fires bring wildlife to us. We talked about that in terms of southern Nevada and snakes and scorpions, but they're going to want to flee safety. So I'm seeing a bear right now walk across a highway. Not a surprise. So in South Lake Tahoe, we're being told that winds are finally turning in their favor. Firefighters are throwing all their resources into boxing a California blaze that has scant miles from Tahoe to neighboring Nevada. This is according to NPR. So 3 days of fiercely gusting winds had driven the Caldor Fire east through the rugged Sierra Nevada, forcing tens of thousands of people from the region of forests, mountain hamlets, resorts, and alpine lakes. All the national forests, I believe, in California are currently closed, but the winds are expected to calm. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, heading into the weekend. The humidity does remain low, and the trees are still pretty dry, but that might slow things down. If we could slow down the fire, then hopefully, you know, we could put an end to this. Air quality is obviously pretty bad up in Reno and in that northern Nevada area. You could see satellite footage of how bad this fire is. And the fire almost looks about the size of the lake. I mean, Lake Tahoe, that's how big this fire looks. So they say the change could allow fire crews to get into densely forested areas, begin clearing toppled trees and branches that blocked routes to remote communities. We want evacuees to safely return. Fire crews from around the country have been flown in to fight against the fire. It's only about 23% contained, destroyed about 700 homes. This has been going on since August 14th. So the Caldor Fire threatened at least 33,000 more homes and structures. Firefighters had to be ferried yesterday by boat to protect cabins at Echo Lake, a few miles south of Tahoe. Heavenly Mountain Resort, which is Tahoe's largest ski area, was being used as a staging area for firefighters. They brought out snowmaking devices to hose down buildings. They say one spur of the fire was roughly 3 miles south of the recently evacuated city of South Lake Tahoe, moving northeast towards the California-Nevada state line. Crews worked to keep flames away from urban communities where houses are close together, shopping centers, hotels, a lot of hotels. And thick smoke, sadly, has enveloped the city. So even if your home isn't in danger, you can't breathe that stuff. You got to get the hell out. Casinos and stores were closed on the Nevada side as of today. Evacuation holdouts lacking cars lined up outside the Mont Blue Resort and Casino in State Line. I've been there multiple times. It's really nice. The Mont Blue is amazing. I think Biden is sending state of emergency funds to California to fight, because I think the majority is on the California side, but I know Governor Sisolak has asked for help as well. So we'll keep you posted with that, but hopefully if the winds slow, they can make some gains. In sad news, there are twin infants that have been found dead outside of daycare. Twin 20-month-old boys were found dead inside a parking lot in South Carolina daycare. They believe they had been stuck in a hot SUV for more than 9 hours. The parents discovered the toddlers in rear-facing seats shortly after arriving Wednesday afternoon at the Sunshine House Early Learning Academy. Richland County Coroner Nadia Rutherford says Bryson and Braden died from exposure to the heat. Now, she says the parents are distraught. They're investigating the deaths. No arrests have been made, and deputies didn't release any other details. What the hell? I've told you guys what one of the problems is, and I don't know how to fix it. But one is, we're distracted. You heard that one father, wife said, look, I need you to take the kids to daycare today. I can't, and he's like, fine. But he goes about his normal routine, right? Puts the kids in the car, starts driving to work. Kids might fall asleep, so they're quiet. Forgets that he has to take the turns at the daycare. Just goes straight to work. Doesn't look back in the back seat. Kid dies because it was left in the heat. You know, the other thing, too, is I'd like to know the statistics of the rear-facing versus the front-facing. Rear-facing, I understand as a doctor, it protects the baby in a car better in a car accident. I get that. But as a mom of infants, that rear-facing was rough. I couldn't see the baby. I tried to put mirrors up. And, you know, babies will sometimes put their head down and cut off their neck and, you know. And I would drive with one hand on the baby's head, holding the baby's head up, because my babies have big heads. And I would always check their breathing. And the rear facing was a real disadvantage because I couldn't see them. And so when you have a mirror and you're looking your mirrors and the kid's facing you and the kid's moving, you know instinctively. But that barrier of the rear facing, people forget. You know, and I'm not saying we change the rear facing, but I'm wanting to know what these numbers are. How many people are leaving their kids in the car? You know, it used to be, I'm going to run into the store, you stay here. I don't think that's happening that much. Nobody, I think, is leaving their child alone in a car that often on purpose because somebody could break the window and steal the kid. I really, and that was an old school thing because remember I told you how like stores in New York, you would leave your kids on the sidewalk. You would leave your baby in a stroller on the sidewalk because you couldn't bring the stroller in. So if you're a mom and dad's working and you have to go grocery shopping and you obviously don't have, you know, a sitter, you can't afford it, you would bring the baby would sit on the sidewalk, right, in a stroller, and you would walk into the store, come out. I remember reading a article that was written back in the 1950s that I saw in recent time where they were looking, somebody stole one of the kids. They left the toddler, but they stole the baby. And so they were looking for people who had recent miscarriages, things like that, to try to find suspects. And the reason why that story came out is because they think they found the baby as an adult and is wondering if that's who it might have been. But you know, we in the olden days, you would leave your kids outside. You would leave. We don't do that anymore, which means what's probably happening is people are forgetting. They're forgetful or they're on drugs or I don't know. But come on. So I think some cars are going to later be built where they have sensors to remind people that they have their babies in the car. I don't know how that happens, but sadly it does. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.